Guys, it is Destiny Fisher. It is currently 9:21 a.m. Eastern Time, and it is July the 26th, 2023. So I do want to say hello, guys, and welcome to my podcast. I want to talk about an interesting topic. So as you guys may know from my previous podcast, I have really entered the workforce heavily over the past years. With that being stated, I just went into a new experience recently. And, you know, for a work type of environment or even the workforce, there are still laws that apply. And I can't look at it as, you know, the everyday life where people do break the rules and they may not be reprimanded until, you know, they get caught by law enforcement or things like that. But for a correct and structured work environment, there are levels of hierarchy that take place. And when there is an issue, it can definitely be addressed via supervisor or other different directories. So I am extremely okay. And I did, you know, take that route. And I listened to others, you know, getting their inputs on, you know, what I would have done or should have done. And, you know, things of that sort. But, I mean, as you guys know, work is more of a systematic type of approach of life. Let's say someone was harassing you. And when I say harassing you guys, you know, I'm thinking harassing means just that sexual harassment or someone saying something ill to you, not really even ill to you, but, you know, following you, that type of statistical type of meaning. But it actually means more than that. I mean, that it is also discrimination against, you know, color, race, origin, almost just about anything that you can think of. Within that word harassment. So for those who are entering the working force, I prominently want you to make sure that you're taking the right precautions whenever things or experiences are happening to you. Because look at it, you are supposed to be an asset to wherever, whoever you work for. So when that approach is messing up with your utopia of where you're working for your livelihood and for your family, and also to help others, you shouldn't feel neglected. You shouldn't feel like you're in a harsh environment, because that is ultimately not what work is supposed to be. Yeah, most people do not like their jobs, but they also have a choice to leave their job and do something better for themselves. So I look at it as a personal preference. But everyone should not dislike their job for a paycheck. And, you know, I spoke to some loved ones and even, you know, some friends and colleagues, and they said, you know, well, Destiny, if people don't like you, you know, that's just life. I understand if people don't like me, but respect is always key. You know, that's what we learned our first adolescence years. Treat someone as you would like to be treated on ultimate levels. Yes, you may not get that at work, but you do have the right to report that, because that is not of essence. When they or whoever decided to take that position, they were already aware of what harassment was and what it pertains to, and how they should approach their job and how they should treat others. So, I mean, guys, love you guys dearly. I want you guys to have a wonderful life, because, you know, we only have this life once. I love you guys much, and I hope that you guys continue to have a prosperous day and know your rights, know your systematic law for your workplace, and just know you. Know that God, He is not trying to have us here on earth to suffer and go through the same things when there is systematic law in place. We just have to know, and we just have to get out of our comfort zone and be who we set out to be, which are people who have a voice and people who want respect and respect others. There should not be any type of respect for person. Is God a respectful person of us? He loves everyone through thick, thin, through any other type of characteristics that you want to compare. So I applaud you guys today. I just applaud you. I mean, I am a Christian, so I want to act Christ-like. Most of the things that I approach, maybe in my younger years, I didn't approach, you know, what would God do? What would, you know, Jesus do? Now I'm approaching it like that because I'm getting older. You know, I'm tired of being between the same lines of basic. There is a standard that we need to uphold as people. And if you don't have a standard yet, that is fine. We grow differently. We grow over time, and we also grow on different levels daily. But if you, my friend, and if you are, you know, an advocate of what you believe in as far as respect, loyalty, love, kindness, and everything like that, I dare you to be better. I dare you to be better for yourself and for others. Because, I mean, we are all here together to prosper. I mean, the ultimate goal is to prosper. For anyone who wants anything other than prosperity for you, you may want to look again and see if they are a great addition to your life. All right. Bye, guys.